When I switched to the iPhone 16 for a month, I found plenty of things that I loved about the experience. The screen, the notification handling, even the multi-app widgets. However, I didn't have the it just works experience either. So was the bugginess and unintuitiveness a one-off for me? To find out, I voluntold 3 lifelong Android users, including my wife, to give the walled garden a shot. They got a $1,400 budget to buy whatever iPhone they want, along with any eye accessories they could still afford, and set them loose for a month to see if any of them would be tempted by the delightful apples that Tim has cooked up. And my goodness, did they ever have some feedback? Oh, finally.
Sorry, I didn't see it ringing, sir.
Don't call me sir. So, how's it going with our guinea pigs? Are they clamoring for their Androids back yet?
Actually, no. I think all 3 are strongly considering switching to iPhone.
What? I can't believe I'm not here to hear about this in person again! Go talk to them! Find out every detail!
Well, you heard the man. Tell me everything. Oh, sorry?
One more thing. Get it? 'Cause Apple? Haha! Dbrand.
Every phone upgrade starts with the same thing, which is switching to a new device, whether you're going from iPhone to iPhone, Android to Android, or crossing the ecosystem. And based on my quick conversation that I had with you guys just a couple weeks ago, it seems that there was some struggles. Starting with Justin and Natalie, you guys had some issues with your old Apple ID accounts, either backing up some weird contacts on WhatsApp, or you actually had to recover your account. Yes. Tell me about that process.
That was interesting because it was from so long ago. I think the last time I used it was like 2014-ish. And it was linked to a really, really old phone number. So I had to figure out what that phone number was to begin with, which was interesting. And I ended up having to go through like multiple different contacts to figure out someone that had my old number.
But were you able to recover it?
Yes, I was able to recover it. So luckily, I didn't need access to the old number. I just needed the old number. But for weird, whatever reason, they didn't explain. It took 2 weeks for them to give me an answer on whether or not they were going to give me access to my account again. Like, I get it, probably, like, for security reasons. They're probably, like, checking other avenues to make sure that, like, you know, this account actually isn't in active use and this person's just trying to get into their old account. But eventually I was able to get back in, so.
Hey, at least you got it back.
Yeah.
And Natalie, you explained that it would seem to be backing up some old phone numbers on your WhatsApp and wasn't bringing in over enough people or whatever your contacts when you
It was bringing over like old contacts from like I had the iPod Touch like over like 10 years ago. So I had those contacts come in, but none of my actual contacts from my phone came in.
Okay, I see. Yeah. It's nice that Apple had all that information, but in your case, it was not helpful. That was a really loud ding.
Yeah. How do you turn it off?
Yeah, same problem.
I can't turn down the
I actually don't have sound on mine. I think maybe I turned it off. Mine just vibrates. So I'm okay with that. But
we're going to get into the hardware later, but that's really funny that it interrupted us. Yvonne, how was your switch from Android to iPhone?
It was so painful. So when you said some struggles, I made a face because I was like, that was not some struggles. So I was just like, and now that I've heard your experience, I feel like yours was way worse. You couldn't even switch for 2 weeks.
Oh, I just ended up making a temporary account. Just so I could actually like do some stuff. And then once I was able to get back in, then I just signed it with my normal account.
Okay.
Well, it took me a couple days too, but not because I couldn't recover my old iPhone account. I had that. But the issue I had was I tried to use the iOS transfer between the two, and it just wouldn't work. I don't know why.
Were you doing it like over cable or over the
app? No, I was doing it over Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Yeah, because, well, I don't know why I did that. I just didn't do it.
It was an option that it gives you, so why wouldn't you try it?
They just wasn't connecting to each other, and I couldn't figure out which phone was the problem.
Got it. So did you end up doing the transfer?
Or I just did it myself.
Oh, gosh, that must have been painful, downloading all your apps and everything else. Speaking of apps, was there any apps for you guys that either didn't work or didn't come over?
WhatsApp. I was so mad. I didn't do WhatsApp first. I did it at the end. And what I didn't realize was that you have to go through the, I don't know what it's called, the iOS transfer process. And if you don't, your message history gets deleted. Oh. But I had set everything else up. And then I got to WhatsApp and it didn't prompt me. And then the only way to do it is to reset your phone and reset it up again. And I was like, no.
So you just went through that whole process. You don't want to do it again.
Yes. And so I lost my entire WhatsApp history, which sucked.
Terrible. Did anybody else have any other app issues or was that the easy part?
WhatsApp for me as
WhatsApp
well.
WhatsApp as
like,
well.
Like, I did the, I think it was over Wi-Fi, the iOS transfer, the feature. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool, but it didn't really work.
Got it.
Like, I still had to download a lot of apps. I forgot what apps, but I still had to download manually through the App Store to get the apps that were on my phone.
Got it.
Yeah, that was the same thing with the apps. Like, I had to manually download them, but everything else transferred for me just fine. Like, all my text messages came over fine. My contacts came over fine. But I did mine through the cable. I didn't do the wireless transfer.
Got it. Okay, well.
And then the other thing was with my WhatsApp. I have had that problem in my past going from Android to Android. So I always back up my messages through WhatsApp first and then do the transfer, and everything usually works out fine. In this case, I didn't have a problem because I backed it up before I started the transfer.
Linus mentioned in part one that you were going to have specific issues with one app.
Yes.
I think it was called Business Calendar.
Yes, and it doesn't exist on the iPhone. So I tried the Apple Calendar app, and then I tried the Google Calendar app, and I hated them all. Okay, and I brought my old phone so I could show why, because nobody seems to understand me when I say that it's a problem. Okay, so for example, when I want to look at my week and I want to see what I've got planned today, I click on this and immediately on the business calendar you can see all of my things for the day.
Got it. Yeah.
And it's sorted by all day events and time. And this one, it brought me to the actual day, like the single day, and all of the stuff that's all day is at the top, and then I have to scroll for the entire rest of the day. And if I need to go see another day now, I have to click on that
and like back
and
out,
go back. Yeah. Whereas this, I can just keep going next and I can literally see my entire week all at once. And this, I have to go through every single day, scroll up and down. If I miss scrolling far enough, then I miss
something. Yeah.
Which is really annoying.
I realize how annoying calendar apps until I've seen that one. That yes. is so much better.
Yeah. So when I'm on the call or when I'm on the phone with the doctor's office trying to book an appointment, I'm like, oh no, Monday doesn't work for me. How about this day or how about this day? It's so easy.
Yeah, so much easier.
Yeah.
During your month though, how much of a pain was that process? Because I think Linus said that was going to be a deal breaker for you possibly, but.
Yes. So it did waste a ton of time. I ended up using my computer a lot to reschedule things.
Got it.
Which isn't the most convenient. But there were other positive things about the iPhone that was time savers that it kind of made it feel like a wash at the end of the day.
Got it. Was there any other parts of the setup? That's a really loud ding again. My goodness. Is there any other parts of the setup that was either a pro or a con from any of you?
The setup for me, because I had to download all these apps and I had to reorganize it, I was trying to mirror what my phone was.
Got it.
With how everything was organized.
So like your widgets? Or,
yeah.
Okay.
Having to manually add them all back into a specific folder, that took so long.
Got it. Okay.
So I can't just add apps from a list. I have to drag them all into the bubble.
One by one into
it
the folder.
It was so annoying.
You're
I
nodding
hated
your head
that.
In agreement, so okay.
So bad.
I think that's the most painful thing for a lot of people whenever they go to a new phone. I mean, a lot of people will boast how great iPhone is because you can just do iCloud accounts and it basically mirrors it over. And I think Android's a lot of the same if you go from like Samsung to Samsung. But I want to rate it out of 10. 5 is it was, I don't know, middle of the road, average, about as normal as any other transfer. 10 is it was so much better. 1, it was terrible. Where would you guys rate this?
1.
Damn.
I'm gonna say one.
All right. Hey, at least it's honest.
I'm gonna say 1.
Wow. Wow. Much harsher than our like iPhone users last time.
I think I'd go a little bit higher than that. I'd say a 5, but I kind of was expecting half of these things to come up.
I do want to talk about the hardware next, both the iPhone and all of you got a watch as well. What were some of the pros of like the physical device, whether it's the screen, the battery? We'll start with Natalie here.
Battery was really good for both the watch and the phone. The screen was great for both. Yeah, I think overall like positive experience. Like the refresh rate was good.
Yeah,
I liked
it. All had a pro, so you had 120 hertz refresh rate.
The speakers are nice. Like the audio wise, like just playing music, if I don't have a Bluetooth speaker around and I play that, it's actually pretty good.
Nice. Okay, I'm on.
Yeah, I had the same experience as Natalie with the phone. I actually didn't like my watch very much.
Oh.
I found it wasn't working. Like, I would be literally in the middle of playing badminton, and it would be like, please stand up now. Or like, please get exercise. It's like, okay. Like, if the whole point of all of this is to be able to, you know, check my stats, well, I can't really rely on it. And for battery life, I don't know about yours, but mine lasted a day and a half, but that's really inconvenient because halfway through the next day, it dies. And so I have either half a day of not being able to use my watch, or I charge it at night and then it doesn't monitor the sleep or do any of these other things.
Yeah, that's interesting. I had never thought of it from that perspective. Almost half a day is worse than if it just did one day because you had you can consistently charge it. Yeah. Justin, what were some pros for you?
Yeah, the screen was definitely a massive upside. And the fact that it's smaller than my other phone,
okay,
which of
yeah.
course I don't have for comparison here, but yeah, fits in my pocket a lot better. I noticed I was dropping it a lot less, which was great.
You think it's because of the size?
Yes, 100%, and the weight.
I 100% agree with you. I did not realize it, but that was one of the things I wanted to experiment with, and it's true.
Well, even if you did drop it, thankfully, Dbrand sent over those cases.
Oh, yeah, no, they did great.
These are awesome.
I dropped mine probably the same amount as I dropped my other phone. I actually cracked the screen protector.
Yeah, I cracked mine, too. I replaced mine before the shoot.
Okay, it didn't damage the phone, though,
right? The phone is fine. It's just the screen protector that cracked.
Yeah, same here. We're good. Yeah.
Thanks, Dbrand.
I think Yvonne's point with the watch battery, because I charge mine overnight. I don't monitor my sleep, and that's why I was able to like have a full day with no problem.
Yeah, so that was the same too. Like every night, I just put my phone and the watch on the charger and wake up. They're both good to go, kind of thing.
Yeah, I see. Like if you need to monitor your sleep and use it during the day, I guess that's.
I was just
annoying.
Trying to use the different features. Yeah. That was
built in, so you might as well at least give it a try, right?
Oh, I immediately shut it off.
Oh, you didn't want it to track your sleep?
Or any of the fitness stuff. It was, the notifications were driving me absolutely bonkers.
Oh, interesting. Okay, was there any other notification issues with the watch or the phone?
No, all the notifications worked, and that was part of the problem.
Well, what I was going to say was, when you do put them on a charger, though, if you pick up your phone first and you start swiping things away, well, when you pick up your watch after, all of those same notifications come back.
Like when you swipe it away on your phone.
Yeah.
And it's still, yeah, okay, that is true, I think.
So you had that issue,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, so okay. It's annoying. It just felt like duplicating. So half the time, I didn't even take my watch in the morning.
Another piece of hardware that I think all of you brought up was the camera. And I think overall it was very positive. Yvonne, you actually mentioned you really like the live videos.
I do. I had never experienced that before, but when I'm taking shots, like especially action shots, it was just so nice to capture that little moment. And like my son was playing baseball and I was able to get like him actually swinging the ball, which was so cool.
I do actually really like that feature from iPhone. I remember when it was announced, a lot of Android users did criticize it as almost pointless and seems weird, but it almost feels like just a little moment in time that you get to rewatch again, right?
Okay, my question though is, how do you watch it on the computer? Because I downloaded all my photos and it just shows up as a separate file and I couldn't actually see it. Do I need to have an Apple computer to be able to do that?
I'll throw the instructions on screen because I don't know off the top of my head, and that's a good thing because I just said send me the video for the edit, and I hope I can include it now.
I will say, doesn't Android also have that feature? At least the Samsung, like you can turn on live.
The Pixel had that too.
Yeah, you just have to turn it on.
There is now a feature with it. I believe it was iPhone first. I can be corrected if I'm wrong, but it is now a thing, and as the industry does, when iPhone does something, Android moves towards it. Like,
or
no headphone
jack. Or the
other
way around, you know, sometimes.
That's true. Is there anything that was on your Android phone from a feature-wise hardware that you kind of missed on your iPhone, whether it's the placement of the buttons or the power button?
I missed the back button.
Yep, back button.
Got it.
Because it felt like the back button was always moving depending on which app I was in. Which sucks. I like it just always being in the same spot.
So you use the three buttons instead of gestures. Did any of you guys try gestures on the iPhone? Whether it was swiping?
Well, I did use gestures too.
Okay.
It just wasn't as convenient sometimes.
Got it. You like that always in the same spot, you know where to hit it kind of thing.
Yeah.
One other hardware thing was I kind of joked about lack of headphone jack or whatever. Justin, you actually mentioned you really like the Bluetooth. For some reason, the Bluetooth was just like black magic for you.
Yeah, I have no idea how it was that good. Because I got the Beats Buds, I think they were.
Yeah, that was part of your purchase.
Yeah, and I was able to put my phone down at my desk and go walk clear across the warehouse, walk outside, and the audio didn't cut out whatsoever. It was actually crazy.
Well, there you go. That's definitely a positive. Is there any other final comments or cons that you want to come up with for the hardware of either device?
I don't like the camera button.
You don't like the camera button?
To open the app, sure, it's convenient, but I've tried it once to actually take a picture, but because of the actuation, it just ruins.
Got it. Did any of you guys get to try the shutter button and use it?
Yes. I didn't mind it. I found the touch was a little bit hard to get used to. I don't know how much that was because of the Dbrand case, but they claimed that it's compatible with it, so I'm assuming it would be the same whether or not it was like that. But with that being said, the telephoto lens on that camera was actually crazy. You see, I was out in the mountains, out in Hope there, but you see that little spot there?
Yeah.
That's zoomed in with the telephoto lens.
Wow. Oh, okay.
So that was really cool to be able to shoot like really far off into the distance like that.
Yeah.
So I was really annoyed by it because you double click to open, what's it called? what is this thing called?
Apple Pay.
Apple Pay.
Got
sure,
it.
Thank you. But then when you double click the camera, you accidentally take a photo.
Oh, I see. So even the amount of times you probably accidentally like took a photo of your desk or something.
My shoes, yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to rate it again out of 10. 5 is the hardware is on par with your Android. 10 is it's much better. 1 is it's much worse. Where does the scale lie?
I would say 7.
7. Because you enjoyed it overall more than your Android. Yeah.
I would say about a 6.5.
Okay, a little bit more.
8.
Wow, the highest score so far again. Okay, we're going to get into the iOS and the software side of things. For both the watch and the iPhone, was there any immediate pros and cons when you started using iOS 18?
Oh, I loved Face ID.
Face ID.
Yeah,
that was
really
so
nice.
Fast. I loved it. Yeah.
Just for unlocking the phone when you first pick it up or whatever.
Or for apps, like banking apps or just whatever, just general login. It was so nice.
Got it. And you're nodding in agreement?
Yeah.
Face ID as well?
Yeah, pretty fast.
That's great. Is there anything else that stands out?
The other thing that I really found better was the voice to text. It was so much more accurate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And even when I was saying things and it was getting it wrong at the beginning, based on the rest of the sentence, it was correcting it after the fact, which was so nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Kind of dynamically adjusts it.
I was able to actually use it, which is really different than here. Like, I just gave up using it on here.
The watch app integration was a lot better than on the Android side.
Okay.
So for getting in and out of the building using the Ubiquiti app, there wasn't a Ubiquiti app on the Android side. So now I can actually get in and out of the building using the watch, which
is
so much more convenient. Especially
on the Android watch side is what you're talking about. Okay, okay. So you had it on your iPhone watch. Perfect. You mentioned speech to text. Did any of you guys have any issues with the keyboard? Because I know some people don't like the keyboard.
Holy crap.
Okay, everyone's unanimous agreement here. You seem the most passionate. We'll start with Justin.
I get why they did it because of the rounded corners at the bottom, but my finger placement is always wrong because I always want to be towards the bottom because I'm used to a square phone and I always type off the screen or I hit like the period button when I don't want to or I accidentally hit the space bar and my sentences look all stupid.
You're nodding in agreement. Did you struggle with the same thing?
Yeah, pretty much. And then I'm sure if you bring up my text history with anybody, you'll see there's always a space before exclamation marks or question marks or anything like that. Because you're just so used to double space for the period, but then you forget for all the other things. Yeah.
The keyboard for me, so I have numbers on the top of the row with the letters.
On your Samsung.
Yeah, on the Samsung. So if I needed to type numbers, it's so convenient. It's right there, but I have to switch it every time.
Got it.
So and that was my...
When you're in accounting, that is a huge thing.
You're dealing with numbers as a job, so...
The camera. I know I talked to you about this before. It doesn't remember the setting that I had it in. So if I wanted to take a photo in like 16:9, I had to always go change it to 16:9.
It's
always defaulting to 4:3. Even though we change the setting, it actually remembers which mode I was in. So video or photo or portrait. That's what that setting was for.
So you felt like you had to manually adjust your camera every time you wanted to go take a photo.
Yeah, so that was very annoying.
God.
I have that problem with my car. It starts at the beginning of my playlist every single time.
Really? With the Apple CarPlay?
Yeah.
Such a weird niche bug that I wouldn't have... Maybe it's a feature. Maybe it wants you to start the playlist over.
I don't know, but I'm sick of Hamilton at this point. And I loved that, so that sucks.
Now, one thing that was a nice thing that has changed over the years is the customization. I was able to download Google Keyboard and use that instead, which was slightly better, but still had the same issue of the positioning.
Did you guys download any sort of custom keyboard?
No, I downloaded SwiftKey, which is what I usually use on Android, but I don't remember why. I just gave up partway through. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
Maybe
I was trying to commit and trying to use it properly. I don't know.
And that's all I can ask for this month, was that you guys tried to commit to using the iPhone. Was there any other pros or cons that you guys found with the iOS experience in general? iPhone users always talk about how amazing it is to AirDrop or transfer files or anything. Did you guys get to try that at all? Because you have a MacBook at home, right?
Yeah, I did end up trying some of the features out just to see what they do. Because like, I don't use my MacBook a whole lot, but I figured just for this, I would try it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like the AirDrop stuff, everything worked fine. Tried copying over photos, a couple videos, stuff like that. But yeah, everything seemed to work just fine.
Did you guys get to try anything? Because we didn't really have like a MacBook to test with, for example.
No.
So.
No.
And I think that was part of my problem is that I don't know very many people in the Apple ecosystem, so I didn't actually get to benefit from that.
Yeah, because one of the things you discovered in part one was if you brought the two iPhones close together, you can actually like transfer contacts between each other, and I guess no one got to experiment with that.
No, not with that, but FaceTime's pretty sweet. Being able to FaceTime with my sister and my niece and nephew and stuff like that. So that was cool.
Because they all had iPhones or whatever. Yeah. Did you guys get to try a FaceTime at all?
No, because the same thing. Apple ecosystem. If I don't have other people on it, then I can't try it.
It does seem like a limiting factor.
I think I actually have, like, majority of my friends have iPhone, but I don't use the AirDrop because we have a WhatsApp group. So we already have a system in place, right?
To, like, text
so
each other
I didn't have to FaceTime, just use WhatsApp call, right?
If anybody else has any final comments, though, what would it be about?
I tried out the public beta of iOS 26.
I didn't ask that because I didn't think anyone was going to try iOS 26.
I updated on Thursday.
Okay, what are your thoughts?
So far, so good. Because it's a beta, it is lacking, like, the Apple polish. Everything works super smooth. But I do really like the look of it. It does look much nicer.
Did you try, the liquid glass stuff?
Yeah, that's what I have on okay. right now. And, yeah, it's really pretty, actually.
Someone who liked liquid glass.
Yeah, so it's all, transparent and stuff like that now.
So you could do that with your Android.
Yeah, you could. you could have done that a long time ago.
Dynamic Island. I don't get the point of it.
Oh.
I don't like it.
You put a pet on it, though. You said it was...
I don't really see much use of it. Like, if they put notification icons there, sure. But it's just a black notch there that I don't really see.
But you can, click into it and, do a bunch of customization stuff. Did you get to try that?
No. I click it and it doesn't do anything.
But it's supposed to, open and show you your music that's playing, or...
Well, I can swipe down. That happens.
I do agree. It is quite... an ugly eyesore. It's quite large on the phone screen. Did you guys have any other issues or experiences with Dynamic Island?
I was actually trying to do what Natalie was doing and do a little dumb pet thing, because there was a little Pokemon one or whatever. But 90% of the apps seemed like scams.
Oh, speaking of apps, when you guys downloaded things from the App Store, did you notice you can't sort by rating when you're just searching for something?
I never sorted.
Yeah,
so I don't
neither
know.
Did I.
Oh.
You can't sort by rating.
No. Okay. Is that a me thing? Or is that an Apple thing?
I think that's a fair thing. If you're looking for a specific type of app, you want to search by rating. What was an example?
I wanted to download Sudoku, and I didn't have one already. So I was trying to find the best one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did it give you, most downloads? Did it give you high... what was the order?
I don't remember. Okay, let me see.
Speaking of downloading apps... I found it annoying where you had to double click the home button just to download the app.
Yeah.
I can't just click get and it will download.
That's one thing.
It's
that
not
kind
paid.
Of...
It's a free app, so why do I have to confirm with my face, right?
Got it.
That was the kind of thing that kind of annoyed me with the Apple Pay, is you'd put it near it and then be double click to confirm pay, and then you have to look over and the face ID to work. And it was, yeah.
Okay, no, it's not sorted by most downloaded. So there's one that has 246,000, then 27, then 89.
Okay.
Then 504, then 7.7. Interesting. It's all over the place.
But you can't change the sorting to be by
no
highest rated. iPhone's telling you which one to download. The
yeah,
one at the
pretty
top.
Much. But the one at the top is an ad supported one.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, that's why they're telling you to download that one.
The multitasking window. The fact that there's no close all button. Stupid. And so I went to try and find another, see if there was a solution for that, and most of the Reddit comments range from "you're stupid, you don't know what you need for your phone" to "too bad, so sad."
Just the small things, but it's the small things get to you that it affects your
I guess that's a good question to ask then. Overall, how would you guys compare iPhone ecosystem or the iOS experience to Android? We'll use our same scale. 5 is the exact same. 10 is it's better. 1 is it's worse.
3.
So just a little bit worse.
Actually, no. I'll bring it down to 2.
Okay.
I'll make it
quite a bit more worse.
Yeah. I'd probably say a 5.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So overall, you think iOS was just a touch better.
Yeah, but I also noticed that the week that I switched, my Android got an update that mimicked some of the same gestures and things like that the iPhone did. So I don't know, for me the biggest factor was Face ID. That really was it. Saved so much time. That's what put it over.
Did it make up the time for business calendar?
It did.
Wow,
it did.
That's very interesting. Okay, Justin, your rating.
Yeah, just as a complete ecosystem together with the watch, the headphones that I got, everything, say probably about 7.5-8. Wow. Honestly, I got it all worked really well for me. I didn't have too many issues this whole time.
There you go. That's fantastic. The overall final learnable lesson, just like our iPhone users when they tried Android, was it's not the end of the world to switch. It's just kind of a pain in the butt to switch. And then over time, you either get used to it or it's a one-time pain because you have to re-download stuff. Is that a fair kind of comment to make? Just like last time, Linus had an offer. He offered our iPhone users to permanently switch to Android if they give up their iPhone. I'm going to give you guys the same offer. You're no longer allowed to use your Android, but you can keep your watch and your iPhone. Are you guys on board with that, or do you really want to go back to Android?
I'm going back to my Android.
You're going back to Android. Really? That's so interesting, because when we did our one-on-one, like, a week and a half ago, you were pretty on the fence about it, so...
If I were to say yes right now, it's because it's a newer phone and not because it's iPhone.
Got it.
Necessarily. I'm still Team Android after the 30 days here, so...
I think that's a fair comparison. Yvonne?
For me, the biggest pain is the switching, and to have to switch back and, like... I really don't want to. And the day-to-day, like, there's pros and cons. Like, I weighed them almost equally, right?
Yeah.
So for me, it's a coin flip. And I was literally going to flip a coin.
Should we do it right now?
I have a coin in my purse.
I didn't actually expect this coin flip.
Android.
Now we have to decide. Is heads, what's heads, what's tails?
I don't know. You tell me.
All right. Heads is Android's list.
Okay.
She's going back to Android, which means you have to go through the pain of switching again.
Maybe you'll rate it better this time. I don't know.
Maybe.
That's so funny. All right. Well, Justin, you're the iPhone's last hope. Are you wanting to permanently switch to iPhone?
I'm going
to
switch.
There you go. Wow. You know what's funny is the predictions were Linus was like, no, Justin will definitely not switch. And said no to Yvonne as well because of business calendar, but you left it up to random chance. And he thought if anyone was gonna switch, it was gonna be you, and you didn't switch. So that's a very, very, very funny final conclusion. But thank you guys for trying iPhone for a month.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
I think Linus is gonna be a bit shocked with how our final results ended up turning out, considering how much of a poor experience he had when he switched to the iPhone. If you guys enjoyed this video, go check out part one, where these guys actually got to shop for which iPhone they were gonna pick. Or you can go back a couple months when we asked iPhone users to try Android. That was also a two-part series.